here's a story from The World.
Democracy has suffered a major blow in Myanmar. In recent years, the country had been moving toward a civilian-led government after decades of ruthless military rule. In November, millions of voters elected new leaders. But then yesterday, as we reported, a coup. The generals from Myanmar's military are now back in charge. Newly elected leaders are in detention, and plenty of citizens are outraged. But what to do about it? Fight back? Wait it out? Seek help from foreign powers? The World's Patrick Nguyen says people inside Myanmar are trying to figure out what comes next.
Kang Nin Wai is a gym teacher living in Naypyidaw, the capital of Myanmar. She likes to get up super early, put on her sneakers, go down to the park, and do aerobics to techno music. She often videos herself for Facebook, and Kang Nin Wai really gets into her routines. So much so that on Monday, she didn't even realize what was happening on the road behind her. A caravan of armored vehicles speeding towards parliament to overthrow the government. She was accidentally documenting a coup. Meanwhile, the rest of the country was waking up, turning on their TVs, and noticing that only one channel, the army's channel, was working. Big announcement. The military is now in charge of everything. The winners of Myanmar's last election in November, they were all gathered in parliament that morning to swear in for a new term. They're now detained. Myanmar's army said, without evidence, that the vote was bogus because their favorite party didn't do so well. And this coup, it has reopened a wound in the country's psyche.
Our people, our society at large, are, I would say, deeply traumatized.
Kin Omar is from Myanmar. She survived a very bloody coup there in 1988. She was a college student then, protesting totalitarian rule. And she eventually had to flee into the jungle. Today, Kin Omar is an activist living in exile in Thailand. She has a big network in Myanmar, and she's worried about people back home. She hasn't been sleeping much, not since a military spokesman said this late last week. We are not saying we will take power, the officer declared, but we're also not saying we won't take power. Seems pretty clear that was a warning. Now the army says it will run the country for up to a year as they plan a, quote, fair election, whatever that means. The top political leader, Aung San Suu Kyi, is under house arrest. Others in her party have been snatched from their homes. Here is a man, the husband of a lawmaker, watching helplessly as soldiers take away his wife in the dead of night.
No.
He also recorded that for Facebook. Seeing this is infuriating for a lot of people. So I asked Kin Omar, what should people do? Go protest like she once did?
I will not say they should or they shouldn't. I will just leave it up to them for their own decision.
Asking people to protest, that's asking a lot. The army is letting everyone know who's in charge.
They are showing off of their military might. With those army tanks rolling in the city. You know, basically, it is traumatizing.
So far, there are no big protests. If people are looking to Aung San Suu Kyi for guidance, well, there is this photo of a letter on Facebook that she supposedly wrote. And it looks like instructions for citizens, insinuating they should protest. But there's a big debate about whether the letter is even real. Is it fake news? People don't know. Meanwhile, in Washington, D.C., the White House is also unsure what to do. Here is spokeswoman Jen Psaki.
We removed sanctions. The United States, I should say, removed sanctions on Burma over the past decade based on progress toward democracy. The reversal of that progress will necessitate an immediate review of our sanctions laws and authorities, followed by appropriate action.
Yet they haven't figured out the right move either. For decades, the U.S. did to Myanmar what it does to Iran and North Korea. Extreme sanctions on the whole economy, basically punishing everyone for the army's misdeeds. Kin Omar says people don't want more of that, especially during the pandemic.
So that kind of general sanction, we are not calling for it. The U.S. need to impose targeted sanctions on the military.
But what would that mean? Well, the mastermind of the coup is Army Chief Min Aung Hlaing. The U.S. already sanctions him over genocidal army purges against indigenous groups, namely the Rohingya Muslims. But what the U.S. could do is go after the military's moneymakers. The army runs this big corporation that has banks and ruby mines and even brews beer. And it's run by military men who are very rich. Again, here's Ken Omar.
The top military elite, military generals, are profiting directly through these conglomerates.
The White House may sanction this company soon, but Myanmar's biggest trading partner, China, won't do anything to the generals. Chinese state media called the coup a cabinet reshuffle. The truth is, there may be no going back to legit elections, not for a while at least. But here's how this coup is different from those in the past. Just 10 years ago, Myanmar was much more isolated. Not many mobile phones, very little internet. But now, everyone is on Facebook. Grandmas, college kids, and of course, dancing PE teachers. It's not all innocent stuff either. There's racism, fake news, confusing rumors. Still, Ken Omar says, back in her day, her peers had a limited view of not just the world, but what was happening in their own country. And that is just not true of today's youth.
Compared to our generation, they are even more aware of what happened in the past and what could happen now.
And that gives her some hope that people's eyes are wide open and that they will figure out some way to get their democracy back. For The World, I'm Patrick Nguyen.